Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Step. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Seth Lipsky, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an extraordinary journalist, the founding editor of New York Sun newspaper, the author of The Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide, and we were talking about the Constitution. In the previous segment, we talked about the filibuster of Rand Paul and how that just elevated one really beautiful part of American governance to full visibility. Another thing, Seth, that's been going on lately, and I'm sure plenty of people could go back and point this out about George Bush, but I'm thinking of President Obama because he's the one that's on my mind right now the most, with him being in the office. But it seems to me that there's been quite a bit of, if I can't get it if I can't get what I want done through Congress, then I'm going to find a way to go around Congress through executive orders, through regulations. I'm going to go around Congress and I'm going to get what I want done, which seems to me to be the opposite of what happened last week with Rand Paul. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that statement you made. The president has been frustrated by Congress, and he has tried to get things done by executive order. The thing about the Constitution that gets government officials back up is that it really is a list of limitations on government. It gives government certain power, and it lists those powers right one by one, and then it says that everything else is reserved to the people or the states. And the federal government has chafed at that for decades, for centuries. And, you know, we saw it big time in the Obamacare battle where, you know, when the measure was put forward in the Senate, the Republicans objected right away. They said, we raise a constitutional point of order. Where is the government getting the power to do this? And the answer from the Democrats was the Commerce Clause, which gives the government the power to regulate interstate commerce. And that went to the Supreme Court, and all the left-wingers said, of course it has the power to regulate interstate commerce. And the Supreme Court said, no, it doesn't. It can only do this if it's prepared to do it as a tax. And that's why it was a very clarifying moment. That's when we realized Obamacare is a tax. It's a tax.
Well, that's because John Roberts contrived that ruling, and I use that word in a piece that I wrote, and I stand by that. He contrived the ruling that miraculously turned what even his own supporters had been considered to be, a product into a tax, and in order to make it law. And I think everybody knows that I'm a big detractor of Obamacare. I think it's going to be one of the greatest mistakes that our government has made in the history of our country.
I agree with that.
But I have to say that I think what happened in that ruling and what Justice Roberts did is a low point in the history of the Supreme Court. What do you think?
I agree. The Supreme Court should have thrown it out, but it was a partial victory for our side in that it said it cannot do it under the commerce power. It has to be seen as a tax.
So you think that's
Once it's seen as a tax, I think the concerns that you have and millions of small business owners have, it's going to be easier to defeat in the future.
I see what you. Yeah, so you're saying, and I do think that Justice Roberts, basically, he indicated that in his ruling, in wording of his ruling, he thought that maybe the people could later, could take care of this. But of course, that hasn't happened yet. What are some other things, though? It seems that President Obama does not have the same investment in the process, the Washington process, as I think he should have, in terms of investment in how things are to be done, and the Constitution. What do you think? Is that too hard?
You know, the war in Libya was an important one. He just wouldn't go to the Congress for a proper authorization. Even George Bush, that everyone complains about, went to the Congress, and so did his father when he wanted to act in Kuwait. He went to the Congress, and the president seems to have an aversion to that.
A couple other quick points. Seth, is his Dream Act that was working its way through Congress. He completely did an end run around Rubio and did his own executive order on that. And there was one other one I'm trying to think about. The CO2 is a dangerous gas that would never have gotten through Congress, but he had his EPA people declare it a dangerous gas. That was a complete interruption of the process.
And then, of course, there is the gun rights question. I mean, Second Amendment. He wanted to do something, and he put out that list of 43 acts he could do without going to Congress at all. Whatever that number was, yet the founders wrote a whole Second Amendment to block that kind of shenanigans.
I don't know if we need more filibusters, but I think America needs more clarifying moments like the Rand Paul filibuster.
Exactly. I mean, that's where the entire country was sitting on the edge of its chair in a discussion over the Constitution.
Yeah. The Fourth Estate, folks, the media, that's who we're going to talk about with Seth Lipsky after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.